Yo, what's up, man? Nitro Freddy here, and welcome back to the channel, podcast, whatever. Quick disclaimer before I start. I'm going to be making two types of content on my channel, or podcast, whatever. Anyways, first type will be similar to the video I just posted like a week ago, 7 days ago. It'll be cinematic edit, 70% live action, 70% live action, and 30% animated, you know, the cinematic scenes and the edits and all that stuff. And then the other type of content that I'll be making will be podcasts. Now, with the podcast, there will also be two types of podcasts, which one where I'll just be sitting here ranting, kind of like I am right now, unscripted, unfiltered thoughts about what it is that I feel like you would be interested in hearing. And the other type will be professionally recorded shot stuff with guests every now and then, like, you know, people who specialize in different fields of life, different walks of life, researchers, doctors, business people, or just friends that I feel like you would love to hear about, you know? So, yeah, anyways, let's get started. What I wanted to talk about today is echo chambers and being open-minded, I guess, or a mindset reframe by any means. So, let me just start. Picture this, right? You wake up in the morning, 5 a.m., you're dreadful. You're just miserable. You hate it. You hate the 5 a.m., not because you are waking up at 5 a.m. You wake up at 5 a.m. sometimes when you're excited and you want to do something. You hate it because of where you're going. And where you're going is, could be uni, could be work, could be class, school, whatever, man. But you hate this place that you're going. You have your breakfast, you do all that stuff, get showered, prepare, and then leave. You hop onto the transport, hop onto Dala. For anyone who doesn't know what a Dala is, it's basically the main form of public transport here in Tanzania, and I think just East Africa in general, where it's, bruv, it's this minibus, and they always get cramped with like two times the amount of recommended capacity and stuff. It's always super cramped in there, but they're everywhere and they're pretty cheap and they get you where you want to be. So you hop into that, you're cramped up, it's like 6:15 a.m., you're half awake, there's always these weird people with like just, it's a moody energy in there. You're cramped, your face is like pressing against the glass window, you're trying to die, someone just farted next to you, it's mad, bro, some drunk guy shouting. It's 6 a.m., bro, sometimes there's drunk people at 6 a.m., bro, man, 6 a.m., there's like niggas in the fucking, in the Dala just drunk as, I don't know, I've had that before. It's weird, man, there's this guy just shouting in my ear. Drunk at 6 a.m. I'm like, bro, 6 a.m., bro. What? 6 a.m.? What are you doing? Damn near blackout drunk at 6. But anyways, man. Madness. Right, so you're in this Dala. You hate it. You hate what's happening. And you hate it mainly because of where you're going. It's less about the Dala itself and how uncomfortable it is. You hop onto the Dala a bunch of times. You know, you have money. You could spend it on Uber, Bolt, but you choose the Dala every now and then because it gets you to where you want to be. You don't hate the ride. You hate where you're going. That's the point I'm trying to drive. And to cope, to feel better about this destination of yours, this gruesome destination that you're headed towards, you start thinking of things. You think of your friends, you know. You're thinking of maybe you have your boys, two, three guys that you hang out with a lot, or your girls, or your mates, whatever. You got friends out there in uni that you're going to meet, or at work, or whatever. And it's keeping you sane. The thought of them and the fun that you guys are going to have is like the light in the darkness. You know, it's like, oh, there's something I could look forward to. You're trying to cope. We all do it. And you get there. You meet your friends. Their faces light up when they see you. Your face lights up when you see them. You guys have the best conversation ever. As always, you have the best conversation every morning. It's epic stuff. And then, you know, the lecturer walks in. Then your mood drops. You know, you knew this was going to happen. You're now depressed again. You have to be alone with your thoughts because you can't talk to your friends in class. We all do, but you're not supposed to. And you're just there facing the lecturer, you know, being depressed and thinking about the fact that, dang, I really hate this shit. I hate this shit, you know. I don't like what I'm doing. I don't like what I'm studying. It's not going to help me much. I'm not going to get a job. And if I do, it's going to be the shittiest paying job for the next 20 years of my life until I hopefully maybe get a promotion, which is very unlikely. And even then, it's like, what, 2% raise, 10%, 5% raise? Bruv, it's actually absurd. And so you're thinking all this stuff and you're like, dang, you know? But then class ends and you're back with your friends and you're hanging out again and you're having a good old time. And then boom, you leave, you're back on the da-da-la, you hate it again. You're starting to feel kind of depressed because you're going back home. Home's supposed to be a relief, but there you're home and you're alone. You're away from the copes, you're away from your friends. And you know, you don't want to stay with that mini depression that you have from uni and from the fact that you know you got to go back again and you really despise it from the depths of your heart. And so, you know, you'll cope with other things. You'll scroll and you'll do whatever it is you got to do. Every now and then you'll go out with your boys and get drunk and messed up. And that's fun. Sometimes that's fun. I'm not going to lie, bro. But you could do it excessively. You could do whatever it is that you're going to do and just distract yourself. You know, you call it spending time. You call it resting and chilling and taking a breather from the daily stressors of life. But it's distraction from your baseline. Your baseline mood that has become so low, it's just depression, and you can't stay there. You can't stay alone anymore with nothing to do because you're not just bored, you're depressed, and so you gotta find something to do. You gotta scroll, you gotta do all that stuff. I don't know. I'm saying this because this has been my experience. I've been there. I ain't even talking, I ain't even trying to hate you right now. I've been there, me. This is me, really, and I know you relate. I know that for a fact, you know. A lot of people relate, and I didn't think a lot of people related at first. I used to think I'm just really, really uncomfortable with the situation because I am super creative and I'm motivated quite a bit, and you know, this, I'm not in that echo chamber anymore, which I'll get to in a minute. I'm not in that echo chamber anymore, and so I just, my potential and what it is I know and knew I could achieve was just so loud in my mind, it felt trivial to do anything other than that. And so yeah, I've been in that situation, so I know what this is like. And you know, you end up sleeping, staying up late, even though you gotta sleep early because it's 5 a.m. the next morning. You stay up late, you scroll, more depressed, do that weird shit at 3 a.m. and then you're out, and it's rinse and repeat. I'm just gonna go check if it's still recording, cause man, you never know, bro. Well, it's rinse and repeat. You probably relate to this, man. You probably relate to this. And again, what I was saying is, I used to think it was just me who was super uncomfortable with this way of living. But I've just recently realized that it's a lot of people, because a lot of people that I know personally have spoken to me about this. And I didn't even know it affected people as deeply as it does. I mean, this way of living is like, we've all normalized it and we all cope. You know, when we're in class and we're feeling that depression or whatever, we haven't even started the jobs yet. You're in class and you're feeling that depression. It's like, dang, I could be doing something else, but I'm doing this. And, you know, we start coping by saying, you know, everyone else does it. I feel depressed and I feel like shit, but everyone else does it, you know? So man up, suck it in, keep going, you know? Everyone else is doing it. Everyone else is depressed. My parents say I have to do it. They've done it too. So I guess I must as well, you know? It's been normalized so much that you cope and you're not really, I don't know, man. It's just normalized to such an extent where people don't even talk about it anymore. You don't hear your friends talking about this much. You don't hear it being spoken about on like social medias and stuff. Everyone's posting about drama and like just weird stuff, and not weird, I mean, it's part of life, but everyone's posting everything else about whatever this celebrity's done and all this stuff, but no one's really talking about how they feel, acknowledging their situation in life and how they feel. Like, no one's looking at this. That's what's confusing. No one's looking at it. And I'm not even talking about the governments and like all the systems. Mama Samia, that's our president, she's got to fix this. I'm talking about like us, the ones who are involved, man, the citizens, the teens, the young adults, the old adults. No one's really looking at this, the fact that we all hate it. Well, most of us hate it. I mean, there's definitely exceptions. There's people who excel at these systems, people who excel office and desk jobs, people who excel uni, you know, like maybe they're trying to be medical doctors, biotechnicians, whatever, and people excel at these things. And you know, those people who excel and actually have it as their passion end up doing pretty well in life. I'm not gonna lie, they may not make as much as some entrepreneur that blew up at like 23, but they make decent, they make pretty good money, and it's their passion, so it tops any amount of other, like, you know, if it's their passion, it tops everything else on the list. And so some people are good, but these are outliers. It's very few of us. Chances are you're watching this, you don't like uni, you don't like work, you don't like what it is that you're doing, and you've pushed it to the back of your mind so much that you kind of forget, but it reminds you every day, because every day there is time that you spend alone. Spend enough time alone and your baseline comes back to you. Whenever you're not distracting yourself with thoughts of other people, time with other people, drinks, and whatever it is that you do for fun, video games, whatever that we all do for fun, you're confronted with this reality. And we just seem to be turning away from it too much. I feel like we got to start looking at it more and addressing it. Anyways, let's address it. I feel like a way that I would go about addressing this is, first of all, we got to look at what's happening here. Why are we so okay or kind of comfortable with this? We're not comfortable. We're very uncomfortable, but we've normalized being uncomfortable. Why? And this is because of the echo chamber. It's because you were born into a family, most likely. You were born into a family which believes you have to do these systems because they've been through the systems themselves. And I want to talk, they've been through these systems themselves. And when I talk about these systems, I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about uni. I'm talking about school. I'm talking about the work thing, the employment, and all this stuff, man. Everything that seems like a mundane task that doesn't really benefit you or your desires, your deep desires and purposes and stuff. That's a mundane task that you don't want to do. And chances are a massive system has been made out of it. And you've been in this, you've been born into this world, and so it's like, why question it? It's normal, so just do it. And as a kid or as you grow up, you know, you have these big dreams, and we all know that they shrink in magnitude. That happens as reality apparently sets in, but that's just people's beliefs being imprinted onto you. You've had your mom tell you that you can't do it, oh, never drop out, or never like take that risk and do whatever it is that you want to do. You have your mom telling you that. Maybe your dad's telling you that from birth because they never tried it, or maybe they tried it once and it backfired and they're saying it from the good of their heart. I'm not even like judging or attacking these people. They're just trying to look out for their kids, their intention. I feel like it's, you know, people do things but the intention is always what I will look at in the end. Me personally, I'll look at the intention. A lot of times people do bad things, say bad things, or say good things, do good things that end up with horrible outcomes. But then I will look at the intent. What was your intention? Because mistakes are done and humans are fallible. And so parents and stuff who tell their kids this stuff, and the teachers and stuff, sometimes they're not being assholes. They're just trying to be good to you and help you out based off of their reality and what's happened with them and their past experiences. And so from birth, they've been telling you, don't do it. Don't take that risk. Don't do the thing that you want to do. Be like everyone else, because everyone else is not dead, you know. Not everyone's starving in the streets, so be there. They wash out that potential within you. And it starts to build this echo chamber from the jump. An echo chamber is a room. You get in there and you say, hey, and you just hear hey coming back, right? And so it starts off with your family, and then it goes to your friends. And all your friends are like that, man. All your friends are just like, I don't know. All your friends don't really talk about these things. All your friends are okay with the systems. They're uncomfortable as shit. They're depressed, but they won't talk about it. So they won't look at it. They won't bring up those conversations. Because how many of your friends do you actually talk to about how much you don't like what you're doing? About how much unsettling and anxiety you get from dissettlement, whatever, and anxiety you get from this way of life. Like, so many of us are so sick of this, and so just, we're not into it, but we just look away from it so much. It's like, why do we even start these conversations with each other? You know, that's something that I feel like we should look at. Why don't we start these conversations with each other and shed some light on how we're all feeling? And there's a lot of stigma to it. Like, yeah, when you're a guy and you're whining about how, oh man, school's tough, uni, you don't like what you're doing, you feel like you're misaligned with your purpose, you feel like you're being a little wuss, but you're not, man. You're just highlighting that which everyone feels. But we're all toning it down. It's like we don't want to remind each other of the grim reality. That makes sense, because the human mind is made to adapt to whatever it is that it's, whatever situation it's in, to feel the least amount of pain. So of course you're gonna create these beliefs that keep you a bit more comfortable, that it's okay and that everyone else is doing it, but at the end of the day it's not. And so this echo chamber, it reaches into your friends and the type of content you consume. These days we just sit and consume content, so it's like, you know, you are the sum of the five people that you consume, the five content creators or whatever, because most of us sit at home and watch content a lot most days, and podcasts and books and videos and, you know, TikTok and all. And so that is an echo chamber too, depending on what it is that you're getting. You can have good echo chambers, you can have bad echo chambers. When all your friends are just having certain ideas, and all your parents and everyone around you and all the content you create, those ideas become your ideas. And then your ideas go to them, and then they come back to you. You start having this bouncing effect of ideas, the same exact ideas bouncing all around you in every aspect of your life. An echo chamber can have a good one and you can have a bad one. So you get into like neuroscience, quantum physics, spirituality, and it all talks about the same thing. These aspects prove each other. Neuroscience, quantum physics, spirituality, they prove each other all the time. It's now super, just like damn near mainstream knowledge that mind over matter, right? Your mind creates reality. It creates this experience right here. You're not really, let me get a little mind bendy here. You're not really looking at me. You're looking at the light that has bounced off of your screen that is projecting me and then back into your eyes. That light has then been flipped upside down or right side up or whatever, and then sent into the back of your brain, and then you're looking at this beam of some light, not all the light, this concentrated beam of light that has entered through your eyes and into the back of your brain, and now you're looking at that, and that's how you see me. You're not even seeing what's really there. There's so much more light that we can't see, ultraviolet rays, x-rays, and like a lot more. We only see 1% of the color spectrum or whatever. And so this just shows you're seeing your brain's interpretation of the 1% of the light that has hit your eyes. There's so much more there, which explains other dimensions and all that stuff, but that's for other days. So your mind creates reality, and thoughts are everywhere. Thoughts aren't coming from your mind. You have synapses and stuff which fire off little stuff and electricity and all that stuff. You have this in your brain, but your thoughts themselves aren't happening here. They're out here. That's why when you go to a crowd of people that are all grieving and sad, it's a funeral, let's say, you're going to feel the energy. It's going to be, wow, it's sad, or there's tension in here. It feels messy. If you go to a positive, uplifted area full of people resonating on this vibe, people having good thoughts, you're going to get good thoughts. You're going to have a good emotional reaction to your thoughts. Now, echo chambers, it's the same thing that's happening. You're feeding off of the thoughts and the ideas that are surrounding you through your people, the content, and everything in between, right? And you get bad feedback loop, and it just keeps happening. And everyone's thinking the same thing. You know, keep doing the thing. Stay comfortable here, finish your thingy, get your degree, try to get a job. You know, your mom's telling you that, your dad's telling you that, your teacher's telling you that, your friends are telling you that. And again, it's never bad intentions. I feel like it's rarely people telling you this stuff out of bad intentions. It's just everyone doing their best with the limited resources they have at that point in their lives. So even the advice that your friends give you about, like, you know, just too risky or whatever, sometimes it's not even advice. Sometimes you just, I don't want to villainize the friends that you have right now, because they're not villains at all. But sometimes, as well-intentioned as people are, the information that you get off of them can lead you to a downward spiral. That just happens. Again, intentions matter, but actions just happen. Nah, that doesn't make any sense. Intention could be different, but your actions have a definite outcome. You know? And so sometimes you have these epic conversations with friends and you love them and they love you and it's epic, but you can always tell the general direction of where this conversation is going. It could be an unproductive one or a productive one. And I'm not here to like talk about the grind set and grind and try to get material success as much as I want, because I, of all people, understand it's not the material success that really matters, but rather, I'd say, just the fullest expression of yourself, the things that you want, the things that drive you deep down, not just the hedonistic stuff of getting your. Nah, that was crazy. That was crazy. But not just the hedonistic stuff, but stuff that really satisfies you, stuff that fulfills you, stuff that irritates you, the way you want to live, the way you want to communicate. That's the fullest expression of yourself. And to gain the freedom to do this, to express yourself, you gotta, well, I guess rack up some money so you could do it, but also put in the work that's required to express yourself properly. So when I talk about success and stuff, I'm not really talking about just money. Money is important for sure, but it's a lot deeper than that. Money comes as a byproduct when you do it right. But anyways, some conversations just don't lead you to the state that I'm talking about, the state where you can really fully express yourself and do what it is that you want, be it get stinking rich or moderately wealthy, pursue your passion or live on an island somewhere, whatever it is that you want, man. So some of these conversations don't help you get there, no matter how good or enjoyable they are. And so this just happens, and you're now in this like negative echo chamber of just negativity, and it's like bro, bro. And it could be discouraging. Because at that point, your potential of what it is that you could do seems impossible. It seems so unreachable. Here's an analogy I like to use. Galaxies, distant galaxies. If you don't like astral project or anything crazy like that, then distant galaxies are pretty unreal to you. You know they're real. You know they exist, science and everything, but you've never seen one firsthand. You don't really know that they're there. And maybe you do, but it's not as real as this mic. To me, it's not as real as this bed, because this stuff is around me. I see it every day. I feel its energy, if anything, right? You're just I'm holding this mic, I'm touching this bed, I lay on it. It's part of my routine. It's in my life, and so it's real as hell to me. It's real, okay? It's super feasible. I can touch it right now. But then that galaxy, it's almost unreal to me. If I was hanging around it every couple of days, if I was like just, going to space and like leaving Earth and all that stuff, then it would feel pretty real to me, these other galaxies. And they are. I'm not saying they're not. It's just they feel less real, you know? Same with your potential and good thoughts and everything that comes out of it. See, echo chambers happen when you are bouncing off negative thoughts, right? How do you break out of a echo chamber? Or rather, how do you shift a negative echo chamber into a positive echo chamber? It's not easy. But here's the thing that I would try. Here's the thing that I do, and I feel like you should definitely try, because pretty sure it's going to work. Sit down, right? And dedicate 5, 10, 20, maybe even 30 minutes to this one exercise. It's best if you do it with a pen and piece of paper. It's a lot better if you do it like that, or a book or something, and just write down what you're thinking. But man, my back is starting to ache. Oof, this lotus position is not it. Yeah, it's best if you do it with a pen and paper and write it down, but you don't have to either. It's just a lot better if you do. And so basically sit there, right? And if you're anything like me, which I'm pretty sure you are, because you've watched this far anyways. You know you're pretty epic, right? You know you're pretty awesome, man. You know you got some stuff to offer the world, and you know what it is that you want to do. And even if you don't know what it is that you want to do, you know for a fact that this isn't it, what it is that you're doing now. And you know for a fact that you want to get to a place where you do know what you're doing, and then execute that and get what it is that you want from life, right? And so with this being the case, this you have already this ideal in your head. You don't look at it much because you're trying to cope out of, you're trying to cope your way out of your current shit situation. But man, I get a lot of thoughts when I do things unscripted, so it's like kind of difficult to keep track of them sometimes. But you're not. You already have this ideal of who it is that you want to be, the general person that you want to be, your potential. You just don't look at it much because, again, you're coping out by a lot of things. And I'm no exception, man. I'm not saying this stuff as like some guy from above who's made it and is like telling you, looking down on you, telling you what to do. I'm saying this as like, excuse, a person that's doing it with you. You know, I'm not where I want to be yet. I'm on my way for sure, but I'm not there. And I'm learning a lot about getting there. And I know for a fact I'm gonna get there. And so why not take as many of you guys up there by doing what it is that I want to be doing anyways, which is this, you know? And so I'm just trying to take you along with me. You know, these things that I tell you, I do myself. I've started doing them myself too, and I see the results, and I come and share with you, and we go together. I feel like there's a much bigger disconnect when you're talking to some guy who's done it, some millionaire who's out there living his purpose, doing his thing, coming back telling you, bro, do this because I did it. Sure, it's epic because here's living proof of him telling you what to do, but at the same time, it seems unreachable because it's like, bro, you've done this for 5, 10 years. You're already there. I got 10 years ahead of me. Can I really do it? It's a lot easier to do it or listen to someone who's currently on it as well. Because now you feel like you have a friend. Now you feel like you have a buddy that you can tune into. Heck, DM, bro. Like, I'm not that popular yet, right? We could talk about these things anytime. You feel like you have a buddy and you're going together. You know, you're growing together. You're bouncing ideas off of each other. If this is a one-way connection between you and I and you're just watching or listening and not interacting with me, like through social media and stuff, then it's, you know. You get ideas off of me. You get mind expansion. You get to open your mind to more perspectives from me because I'm not some guy who's done it. I'm some guy who's doing it with you. You know? You want to work with someone, I guess, rather than. Now, that does not make any sense. So I'll probably cut that out, but I think I drove home the point. So. This exercise would be dedicate 5, 10, 15 minutes, 30 minutes of your time. Sit down with a pen and paper, or not, but really recommend the pen and paper, and start to write down your goals, what it is that you want to be, this ideal version of yourself that you want to become, and how you get there. I'm really not talking about the money and everything. You can. Some people's purpose is literally to become billionaires. Do it. Go for it. But I don't want to seem stereotypical in saying that because I understand there's so much more to life than just prioritizing that material gain. You need the material gain. You need it, or else you're screwed. But that's not the priority. Not always. It's a byproduct. And so. People should. Write down these things. Write them down and how you're going to get there and visualize actually doing these things. Think about ideas because once you write down, the brain is awesome. The mind is powerful. Once you write it down, once you think about it and then write it down of what it is you want to achieve, who you want to be, and how you want to live and everything, this your truth. Don't conform to any of the norms that you feel like are mandatory. Like, really go off of your imagination. Go off of what you know. Not what you know, but if there was a version of you that really did it, not even what you think you can, because right now your beliefs are probably still wrecked. A version of you that isn't you, but it is you, and they've done everything that you've wanted to do in life, or are on their way, or are in some sort of state of mind that you want to be in. Write that down. No limitations. Write it down, bro. I know $1 billion or something sounds unreal, but hey, if that perfect version of you has a billion, write down a billion. If that perfect version of you is levitating on some mountain in the Himalayas somewhere, write that down. Do it. No limits. Once you do this stuff, start writing how you could achieve it, step by step, you know? And you don't have to go crazy as like how it look like 20 years from now. It could be how you want to be 2 years from now, 3 years from now, regardless. And I'd recommend have this be how you want to be 3, 5 years from now, you know? Have a realistic estimate of what it would be that the perfect version of you could have achieved, right? And then start writing how you get there. The mind is powerful because once you've written these goals, your brain will instantly start giving you ideas of, oh, okay, yeah, I could do this and this and this. Stuff isn't rocket science. We all know what it is that we need to do to make some money, you know, how to start a business or how to, you know, just do whatever it is that we want to do. We know how to do it. The problem is finding the motivation, drive, inspiration, and the mindset to get there. It's all in the mind over matter. And so it's difficult Because we have to change our minds first. And by changing our minds, we have to break out of the echo chamber. And here's how you do it. Once you've written that stuff down, I think I spoke about this prior in like a different podcast about how thoughts are just out here. What happens, right, is that everything that's here was once a thought. Creation, manifestation, whatever, starts off as a thought. And then it is collapsed from these thoughts that start off in many dimensions, and it's collapsed into this reality, and it's manifested as matter, as something tangible, physical. Like, for example, this mic, it started off as an idea in some guy's head from multiple dimensions, whatever. He thought about all of its stuff, and then he decided, okay, I'ma collapse it into 2D and draw it on a piece of paper or on a computer screen, design it. Boom, they did it. And then they fed it to the computer, and then that computer 3D printed everything, and then they put it together, and bam, you have a mic that started off as a thought. That's how everything that's ever happened and will happen in this universe by us beings has been created. That's the process for everything. It has to start as thought. It's the law of attraction, manifestation, all that stuff, man. Again, quantum physics, neuroscience proves this stuff. I feel like you should just take some time and research this. You'll be pleased by your findings. But anyways, yeah. So once you realize that thoughts kind of create your reality, well, you're going to ask how. Well, it gets a bit deeper. I'm not going to go too deep into this for this video or podcast, but it gets a bit deeper. When you think of something, your body instantly has an emotional reaction to that thought. In fact, it starts off as an emotion, and then it turns into a thought really fast in your mind. If you meditate long enough, you'll see it. But it starts off... Bro, I need water. Hold on, man. It starts off as an emotion, and then it collapses into something tangible, which is a thought. You can express that through language, and then you speak it through words, or you create it, or whatever it is, right? And so what happens is, your body, Jesus, man, something's acting up in my throat. Your body has an emotional reaction to these thoughts, right? And this emotion puts you in a different state of being. Each emotion is a different state of being. You could be happy, you could be sad, you could be whatever. Each state of being is a certain frequency, a vibration that resonates at a frequency and attracts everything on that frequency. That's why if you're thinking good thoughts, you're going to attract good things. You're going to attract a good mood. You're going to attract good people and good events and just good days and stuff. Bruv, what the... good days and stuff. And when you think of bad things start to come your way. It's to do with the quantum field and stuff. It gets really deep, but I don't want to get deep here. But you attract things by thinking of them. It starts to attract things in this plane that really transcends our understanding of any of the stuff that's going on here, but it attracts these future potential timelines, because the future doesn't even exist. It's just a bunch of potentials of what could happen. It attracts that, and then provided you put in the action and effort behind it and spend the required amount of time it takes to get it, then you will get it without fail. That's manifestation. It's been spoken about for thousands of years. It's spoken about today. You think it's woo shit until you actually look it up and realize, oh my God, this stuff is real and it's mainstream. It's like, bro, what? You know? Man, it just baffles me. But yeah, that's how thoughts work. And so when you start thinking of these things about your potential and what it is you could be and what it is that you could do, your body, your cells start to have emotional reactions to these thoughts, and they start vibrating on this level. Because the more you think about it, the more you write it down, trust me, this will happen. I did it a bunch of times. I do it all the time, and it happens a lot. When you think about it, and especially when you write about this stuff, spend enough time, at least 10, 15 minutes, jotting this stuff down. You're going to feel at the end of this session, you're going to be in a different state of being. You're going to feel motivated. You're going to suddenly feel like that reality that you want is this much closer to being reachable to you. You're going to feel it. You're going to feel it because your brain is now like going up this like positive upward spiral. Just like if someone calls you and they're like, look, I got some horrible news to give you in the next 10 minutes. Those 10 minutes are going to be the longest 10 minutes of your life because you're here tripping. You're going through like thought after thought and they're piling onto each other and it's getting darker and darker. By the end of it, you have an anxiety panic attack. Your heart's going 200 beats a minute. You're tripping out, right? Same can happen positively. And now by the end of this, you just filled yourself up. You've wrecked your brain on writing about your goals and your potential and how you can achieve your potential. And now you've found this like temporary flame of inner motivation, which is the one thing that I feel like motivational speakers don't do is they don't really, I don't know. I feel like motivational speakers are not cringy, but not cringy at all, actually. And I don't like how people have kind of made it into a cringe thing. But I guess it can be cringy at times. But they're kind of repetitive because they'll just tell you like, okay, you could do it. You can do it. You know, do it. Just go for it and do it. But obviously, you know this and yet you're not where you want to be. That stuff isn't working. I feel like instead of trying to give people an external source of motivation, they should help people find that fire, that motivation, that inspiration within themselves, that state that they don't have to watch a video or listen to some guy talk for them to feel hyped up. They wake up and they can channel their mind into that state of being, just like meditating or whatever, boom. And they're in that zone where they just, man, they see their potential right there and they see no reason not to go for it, right? And so by doing this, you get a temporary taste of that. By the end of these 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes, you're going to be in a different state of mind. You're going to actually feel like, dang, I can do this. Boom, you've done it. You've written it down. Keep it safe. Put it aside and go back to your daily routine. Do whatever it is that you got to do. Scroll, do whatever, that weird stuff at 3 a.m. It's all you, man. And so the next day will come along and you'll go to uni. You'll repeat the same process, uni work, whatever. And you'll feel that baseline level of depression that we spoke about earlier. You'll feel it and it'll be such a huge contrast from the 30 minutes of enlightenment that you had the day before. And so once you feel this, it'll get to a point when you have your 30 or 10 or 15 minutes again and you it's time to, you know, to write about this stuff again. But then you shouldn't write it again. I mean, you could. You should do this process if you have like different ideas and stuff every now and then. It's really good to write down your thoughts, especially when it's productive or even negative ones. Work through them. It's therapy, literally journaling. You should look into that. But you don't need to do it again. The whole point of having you write this stuff down is to first realize it. Realize, not really realize, but put it down. Like lay it out that this is it. This is kind of what I wish could happen, right? But at the same time, to feel that slight fire in you that comes from realizing that, you know, this is kind of possible, you know, but then it's gone now. And so the next day, which is what we're talking about now, you're going to be there and you're going to remember the state of being that you were in at this point. And you're going to realize the contrast between it and now, between then when you were writing that stuff and thinking about those things and creating that positive spiral of thoughts and emotions and realizations versus now, how you're back to baseline depression and it's not a state you want to be in. You'd much rather be at that state that you were at the time when you were doing the thing, because that's the state that would enable you to actually go out and get what it is that you want. It's all about the mindset. You've had a taste of what it feels like to be slightly inspired and motivated. And you know, it's a huge contrast compared to the day-to-day feelings that you have when you're not in that state, right? Which is usually just shit feelings or temporary bliss with the homies and stuff. And then back to where you are again, back to baseline, which is way below zero. And it shouldn't be, right? Now, you can't just keep writing all day, every day. How do you prolong this effect without writing and journaling all day, every day? Well, you start to change those that are around you. You start to change the people that you spend majority of your time talking to. You start to change the content that you consume. You start to change the books that you read, the music that you listen to, and all that stuff. Start making things align to that which it is that you want to be. Start making things resonate, because we already know if you want something, right, through the law of attraction and through things like these, quantum physics, spirituality, whatever, if you want something, you act like it, you think it, and you feel it, then you just do it. Who's that guy? M. Shyamalan? No, I forgot the guy's name, but the guy from Transformers. Just do it. Just do it, right? You should just do it. So same goes with your surroundings and the echo chamber that you create. You want good, positive thoughts. You want success in life. You want authenticity. Start surrounding yourself with it so you can constantly feel it without having to try and do it by yourself. It's easy to control what it is that you think. It's easy to control your mind. You just have to change the environment. Now, I'm not saying ditch all your old friends and do whatever you got to do. It depends on how badly you want. And if you feel like it's worth it, sure, it'll speed up whatever it is you want to get. But people are valuable, bro. Just because your friends don't assist you towards this goal of success doesn't mean they're not decent, genuine beings that should be in your life and serve you different purposes. Because we gotta try our best not to get too materialistically carried away. This human experience isn't all about material and money and like stuff like that. It's about a lot more and about the lessons that you can accumulate from here. And you know, there's a lot of lessons to be learned from things that don't involve money, capitalism, and then material success, though it is important for sure. So figure out a way to have proper balance. I'd say maybe figure out your own definition of balance. It does not mean 50-50, really. It's just relates to what it is you want and your priorities. But point being, you don't have to ditch everyone and whatever. Just if you spend, let's say, 10 hours a day surrounded by this type of energy that you don't like, you know, energy that doesn't resonate with you, people, thoughts, and ideas that aren't what it is that you want to be, that don't align with your potential. You may feel like doing some stuff that pleases you in the moment, but does it please your potential? Does it help you get there? Start surrounding yourself with stuff that does. So, for example, you want to be a baker, let's say, right? You want to be a baker, you want to make cakes, you want to be successful doing that. You spend all day, every day talking to fellow uni students who don't have dreams and ambitions like that, or do, but they've suppressed theirs, and so you're suppressing yours, and your parents are totally against you doing anything other than what you're doing right now, which depresses the life out of you, right? But you want to be a baker. You spend all day with these people, 10 hours, let's say. Try your very best to find 1 or 2 hours where you can spend with other people who bake. Go to bakeries, speak to them, go on IG, look at these cake stores, DM them, talk to them. They'll start to inspire you. If you want to, let's say, achieve spiritual mastery of the ethers of reality, space, and time, talk to people who do these practices. Go to these spots, go to these meditation retreats, go to these yoga areas and stuff. Go to the areas where these types of people reside. Hit them up on social media. It's never been easier. And just talk to them, you know? Talk to them. Make sure they turn into part of your routine somehow. You know, because all of a sudden you're now spending 9 hours a day every day with people that don't resonate with your potential, but then you're spending 1 or 2 hours a day with people or things, content, ideas, music that resonates with your potential. Now you have 365 hours in a year to be fully motivated. That's powerful. 365 hours a year where you're just your thoughts are resonating on point with what it is that you'd consider your potential, and your ideas and your emotions and the conversations that surround you are all in line with your potential. 365 hours a year, that's powerful. That's doing something. But then the thing is, the more time you spend towards these people, the more time you spend with these pieces of content and people and ideas that really resonate with what it is that you want to be in your potential, the more your potential becomes real. Kind of like how I said, the more time you spend with like a microphone, the more this microphone becomes like real in contrast to a galaxy that you've never been to, right? Your potential starts to become real because you start realizing, wait a minute, man, these people that are where it is that I want to be are just like me. Like you start to make these crazy, like, realizations that's like, bro, these people are not, they're not that different from you. They're not special. They are because they've done things, right? But that's what makes them special. Nothing innate about them makes them better than you in any real way. It's just their actions tend to represent that which it is that they deem special about them, right? But you just realize that these guys are just like you, man. They make the same jokes as you. They talk about the same stuff as you every now and then. They are just like you. And it starts to become real. You know, and the thing is, when you talk to these people, oftentimes these conversations will direct you to, will resonate with your potential, right? And so you would just have created this new positive echo chamber. Even if it's only 10% of your daily life, 20% of your daily life, it's there. And the thing is, with this echo chamber, when you talk to these people, you're urging closer towards your potential. Your potential is literally your deepest desires, your fullest expression of yourself. You don't need an overwhelming amount of your time to be spent in positive echo chambers, because even 10, 20% of your time being spent in a positive echo chamber could, what's the word, create like this domino effect that would just spill into all other aspects of your life, all other areas of your life. So if you're, again, spending 90% of your time in a negative echo chamber, this 10% after some days, weeks, months, or whatever will leak in, and suddenly, regardless of whether it is you're having negative people around you or not, your mind is constantly circulating with your potential, resonating with what it is that you can be and what it is that you can do because of the time that you spend in these good echo chambers. It urges you closer to yourself, and the closer you go to yourself, the more you realize that this is right. It starts to become this intrinsic cycle, this intrinsic just rolling effect of you realizing, oh man, this is crazy, this is crazy. And suddenly you don't need to spend an hour a day with these people, 2 hours a day watching motivational content. That outlives its purpose, and your mind becomes a positive spiral of motivation, a positive spiral of potential. And you're set from there. You've changed your mind and you've broken through the echo chamber. I was talking to a friend of mine recently, and this person told me that they are scared that their mom would absolutely destroy them if they left uni, right? And I'm not telling you all to drop out of uni or anything. That's a decision for you to make. But they said that. I was like, that's crazy. And they said, but at the same time, I am so trapped by my mom's expectations of me. And I was like, wow, I love the self-awareness that you have to say that, because it's so easy to say my mom will kill me. It's harder to look within and say, why aren't I doing this? It's because I'm trapped by my mom's expectations of this, because I'm trapped by my friend's expectations, by my friend's self-image of who I am and what it is that I do and stuff. And you're just trapped by these invisible boundaries. Now, the ass whooping that you're gonna get by your parents when you drop out of uni, that's real. Especially if you're here in this country, that's real. You're gonna probably get it, maybe. It depends on your parents. But you know what's not real? That imaginary boundary that you've put for yourself, that you have to conform to them. Now, again, situations vary. Africa is an extreme continent, man. Your parents could actually really take you out if you do drop. So assess your situation and see what's feasible. But regardless, it shouldn't discourage you. Do as much as you can. Move smart, right? Don't be reckless, but do as much as you can to break from this echo chamber and break from these expectations without losing your life, okay? Without losing your life. That's the point here. So yeah. Once you've done that, once you've been around these people that inspire you and remind you of your potential, it becomes so real. You start to realize how doable it is, and it starts to really, it's an attractive thought, the state of being, the state of inspiration. It's attractive. We search for it, but most of us have given up because it seems so distant, the state of inspiration and motivation. But for people like I, who engage with this feeling, the state of being, every single day, it's like the more you taste it, the more you want it. Like the more you wanna be in that state, because that is your potential already, and it urges you closer to this vision that you have in your mind every single day. And so even if 90% of my time is spent around a negative echo chamber, my inner self desires that high state of being so much that I will naturally just bring in those thoughts in my mind, with or without external influence from people that remind me of my potential. It's a snowball effect. And, the more you do it, the easier it gets. And once you've done that, you're set. You're literally halfway there, because your beliefs are everything. Once you've gotten to a point where you believe in your ability and your potential so much because of how normalized it's been to you, because it's now everywhere around you, it's now the new norm. It's like, oh man, reaching my potential is the norm. It's easy, and it's not luck. It's just a sequence of events and thoughts and ideas and actions and time. Then you're gonna do it. provided you just put in the action behind it, you're gonna do it. There's no if, buts, and maybes. Only do if, buts, and maybes. There's none of that. It's gonna happen. It's just gonna happen. It's how the law of attraction works. It's how the universe works. You don't genuinely put your all into something and not get it. It's gonna happen, right? At that point, your potential, the possibility of your potential in your own mind becomes so great that everything else that you're doing, everything else that felt like it matters more, starts to become trivial. It all feels funny. It's like, wow, it is so easy or so possible, not easy, it's so possible for me to become my potential that the fact that I'm doing anything else other than being my potential is a joke. Everything starts to become a joke. And now this thought, this potential of who you can be in your mind becomes so loud that you have to make the necessary steps. If it is dropping out, if you feel like it's necessary, you're going to do it regardless of what you think your parents are going to do to you. That's what real inner motivation is. That's like seeing your potential from within and it being so loud, so in front of your face that it's like everything else and everything that blocks you from getting there seems like a joke. It doesn't even seem like a leap that's too big to take. It's like, bro, I'm going to jump regardless. There's no other way I'd live than that. Most of us lack this. This is why most of us aren't where we want to be. This is why you're not where you want to be. It's why I'm not where I want to be. But I'm getting there. And you are too, because I'm taking you with me. I'm dragging you with me, bro. You're honestly, you're screwed. So yeah, man, I just thought that would be very helpful. And I hope you have taken some value from this. Try the exercise and hit me up. Again, I'm doing this thing with you guys. And so as much as I want to sit here and share all my learnings and everything that I'm experiencing and everything that I'm learning from this journey of, you know, just being my best self in every aspect of life, I'd like to hear from you guys as well, man, you know? And if anyone needs help, hit me up. I'm not that popular just yet. So hit me up, DM me, we can talk. I'd love to talk to you guys, call you guys, help whoever it is that feels like might need some help. I'll get some help from you too, and we'll just grow together and really take each other up there, because this journey is an epic one, but everything's better when you do it with the boys or the girls, your friends. It's a lot better when you have people to bounce ideas off of and just relay and be like, whoa, that was epic. Oh man, that was sad. And have just people around, man. And so, yeah, feel free to hit me up. And other than that, this has been Night with Freddy, and you have a good day.